I'm so glad you said that, because as you were talking about that, I thought, you know what?
Why do
this
we?
This is a great beer to have in the morning.
Yeah,
this is
waffle Belgian waffles with syrup and salty, meaty bacon on the side.
Pints and Pairings is brought to you in part by We're Driving and The Beer Cave. Learn more about our sponsors at hopheadshead.com/pintsandpairings.
All right. Hey, welcome to Pints and Pairings. I'm Curtis Taylor, also known as Hopheads Ed.
And I'm Jason Hendrick from Everybody's Hungry.
It seemed like I raced through that.
You did. You're like, we got to get to the good stuff.
Let's get going. Let's get the show started.
Maybe it's the coffee.
It could be, except for my coffee was a long time ago. I had it early this morning before my run, and I'm wearing out.
Oh, bummer. John gave me a shot of espresso 20 minutes ago.
As
my pace is quickening rapidly.
I mean, sometimes I'm that way anyway, but just that a shot of espresso will do that to me.
Yeah, this is good espresso here.
And one of my favorite drinks, coffee drinks of all time, is a macchiato. And not the Starbucks kinds of macchiato that comes in a 24-ounce cup and it has caramel sugar flavoring and a giant amount of milk. I want espresso and a dollop of milk, and that's
done. And for some reason, the way you said that and when it came across, my mind immediately went to Talladega Nights. And it's talking about his macchiato. Remember the foreign driver, the Frenchie?
It's been so long since I've seen that. I'd have seen that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And I've only seen it once.
You're still like a foggy remembrance of it. You know, you got to get that little bit of reflection.
Yeah. Well, we're no stranger to live shows. This one's a little different. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're at a coffee shop.
The sun is still out.
And I'm okay with that, really.
That means you have the rest of your day to come back down off of the beer and enjoy time with your wife and kids eventually.
Go home, take a nap, spend time with wife and kids.
Instead of stumbling into bed.
Yeah, go home, take a nap. So we're at Beacon Coffee. Jason, you're probably know the address way better than I do.
This is 5777 Olivas Park Drive, and they are Sweet R.
It's right near
R. But no, it's a great location for us because Beacon Coffee Company is a local roaster here in Ventura. And
what does coffee have to do with beer anyway?
We're going to get into that. Let's not let the beans out of the bag yet.
All right.
But John and Jen Weir, owners of Beacon Coffee Company and chief roasters, are going to come on the show today and talk to us a little bit about the roasting process, because this location brings in green beans from all over South America, including as well as Ethiopia, and they roast those green beans here in-house.
We're not talking Jolly Green Giant
No,
styles.
No, we're talking like quality green coffee beans that smell beautiful grass and straw and hay and farm field, and then they roast those beans right here where we're broadcasting from. All different kinds of roasts, too. I mean, there's going to be some fruity coffees that give you, like, strawberry and blueberry. There's going to be some chocolatey, dark orange. There's a real wide array of what they're offering. And we're going to talk about how the roasting process will affect acidity and flavor. And then, in turn, why brewers are really grabbing onto coffee these days and adding it into not just stouts and porters, but IPAs and reds. And really, why brewers are loving this product as an ingredient now.
I've always really liked coffee. I mean, I've liked it for a long, long time. I shouldn't say I've always liked it, because at one point my caffeine source of choice would have been a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you told me about that. You had a little bit of a problem.
But once we moved to California, that's when I really started to. I had begun my appreciation of good coffee, but once we moved here, then it's all around, and it's not hard to find a good coffee. And the flavors that I've discovered in coffee since moving here are as diverse as anything that I can even think. You know, I mean, just you hit some of them. You know, fruit flavors, citrus flavors, all of these just wonderful flavors. When anyone who hasn't slowed down to kind of taste those might just think, oh, it's coffee. It tastes like burnt water.
I was one of those people, too. I used to drink coffee as a child, I mean, for better or worse in terms of age. Like, 10, 11, 12, I'd go over to my grandmother's and hang out for the weekend, and she'd drink coffee religiously. So I have a little cup, cream and sugar, of course, heavy cream and sugar, as any kind of new coffee drinker does. My appreciation for coffee in the form that we drink today didn't come about until about 5 years ago, actually. My wife and I were in Hawaii on a honeymoon trip, and the last day we were in town, right before a flight, like just 4 or 5 hours before a flight, we're like, what are we going to do? We're just kind of hanging out. Like, let's go on that coffee road that we saw. And we stopped into a couple plants and a couple farms. Really got a quick and intense eye-opening education about the coffee roasting process and how the cherries and the beans are grown. And ever since then, we don't put put cream in our coffee or sugar unless it's crappy coffee. We appreciate the tasting notes. And the more we become friends with John and Jen here at Beacon, just the better education we're getting. What to look for, how to smell, how to taste, and the nuances of coffee, like you said, to the point where I put it right up with wine and beer in terms of complexity. And as the temperatures change in the coffee, you get different flavors. It's really a cool craft and art that's pretty infant in terms of its scientific findings. John and I were just talking this morning on Tom and Sandy 805 about the fact that all the great advancements scientifically in terms of the coffee industry have been in the last like 50 years. So they're just really tapping into coffee's potential in terms of a consumer market.
Well, you hit on a couple of things that reminded me that whenever we go, my wife and I, family, whatever, whenever I'm out traveling, one of the things, let me back up just a little bit. I'm still a little I've become a little snooty about coffee, and I stay away from the big national, international conglomerates, and you can fill in your blank right there, whichever one that you see on every single corner. There really isn't a reason to do that. No matter, almost every place you go now, a quick Google search will pull up a coffee roaster. Now, sometimes it's not good coffee, but at least you're trying a local person. You're trying something new, when we're traveling, there's several things we look for. One is always a brewery. I'm planning the stops for the
priorities.
Day, when I'm planning a stop, I want to be able to try some local beer. The other one is desserts. What is the region known for?
That's got to be Genevieve's influence,
right? That is her influence, And then the other one is coffee. Where are we going to get our coffee in the morning?
Now, what I found too, especially by having friends in my inner circle who have been in the coffee industry for like 20 years and know what they're doing, i.e. Beacon Coffee, I ask them, when we're getting ready to go on a trip somewhere, like recently we went to Palm Springs for a wedding, and they're like, oh, you got to go to Espresso Cielo and try the 49th Parallel Roast, which is a different roaster, and they endorse it. They like the person who owns that company, and it was a great experience. Previously, we were down in La Jolla, and they're like, oh, if you're down in La Jolla area, you got to try Eagle Rock. So having an industry person, like an inside track, is a great way to find out where the quality roasters are and where the great coffee shops are going to be.
Yeah, that's it. We've got several coffees here in front of us, several beers here.
With coffee in them.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of is the coffee bit right here. We've got a couple coffees in front.
You did it again, baby.
A couple beers in front of us.
We've
got to
get some coffee in you so you'll be perking up.
So I can figure
this out. We're going to taste four today. And again, kind of progression-wise, we're going to talk to John and Jen about coffee and its kind of bubble of identity. So we're going to look at what it takes to source a coffee, how coffee is roasted in that process, so that in our following segments, when we taste these beers that have coffee in them as an ingredient, we'll understand a little bit better why it's being affected the way it is, whether it's acidity, bitterness, roastiness, whatever it may be. Once we learn about the roasting process, we'll have a better appreciation. The four beers we're going to go through, we got Smog City's Groundwork Coffee Porter. It just came out in bottles recently. Amazing coffee porter and really popular. I mean, people were in line for this release. We also have a local beer company, Institution Ale Company, right out of Camarillo, just south of us. We're going to taste their Frantic. And their Frantic that we're tasting today is on Nitro, but it also has local roaster Beacon Coffee in that brew cycle. Something from up north, we're going to go with Tioga Sequoia and their Breakfast Stout with 60 pounds of Colombian Caldona, which is pretty cool. So getting a little different influence. And then we're going to also taste San Diego brewery Modern Times with their Black House coffee. Now, they're kind of unique in the sense that they roast their coffee in-house at the brewery. They've got a house roast, a profile that they use. I think it's the girlfriend or the wife of one of the owners knows her stuff in regards to coffee and works for another coffee company.
Awesome.
Eagle Rock, actually, as far as I understand. And John has a better background on that. But they have their own profile for their beer, and they're now releasing it in beans as of this week. So it's kind of cool to see that whole full cycle going in full circle. So what do you think? Maybe a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll get set in because I really do want to taste these. I want to get right to the tasting. But the other thing is that we gotta get an understanding of coffee, and so you've done your homework. You've got it lined up to take us step by step. So I'm looking forward just to kind of sitting back and enjoying this.
Nothing wrong with being a passenger in the car every now and then.
That's right.
One thing we want to make sure we do, though, is get out some of our sponsors today. You can follow our conversation at hashtag Pints and Pairings anytime we have a broadcast going on, as well as hashtag Beer Suggestioneers. Follow us on Facebook at Pints and Pairings. But we got some really cool sponsors that help us with the show.
I just want to interject. You don't have to wait for our broadcast either. I mean, if you're sitting there in your car and you're listening to a podcast, if you're on the treadmill.
Oh, a podcast, and maybe from iTunes or something like that.
Right, right. iTunes, YouTube, whatever it is that wherever you're watching this, and wherever you happen to be. I mean, seriously, if you're on a treadmill, there isn't a better time to think about beer than when you're on a treadmill.
I agree with that 100%.
So you know, let us know. And we've got our Google alerts, our tweet decks all ready for anytime one of those hashtags appears. So we'll be able to join in with you.
And that all is supported by some of our great sponsors like The Beer Cave. We're going to 231 Village Commons Boulevard down in Camarillo, California. Find them at Village Commons Market and Deli on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Whenever we're in studio and not on a remote, they supply us with a great beer selection. Also, we've got Weird Driving. That's how Curtis typically gets home after a great broadcast full of beer. You can find them at weirddriving.com. That's a designated driving service here in Ventura County that gets not just you home, but you and your automobile with a couple of drivers to make it safe. You got hopheadsaid.com is a great platform for all wonderful research, beer-related, whether it's industry news, beer pairings, just what's cool coming out in the market. Hopheadsaid.com is where we archive this show and really has a reference deck that you can't deny. Beer-related, that's the place to be. Also, Food Share Ventura County, a great supporter of ours, helps get the message out. The passion and excitement we bring to you through Pints and Pairings about beer and the beer industry is that same passion and excitement that they bring to feeding the hungry in Ventura County. Up to 75,000 people in the county every month that need our help. And they're doing that again with that same passion and excitement that we're trying to bring to you through this microphone today.
75,000 people every single month.
And last but not least, the Lab 805 located here in Sataquoi, California. They helped us with this beautiful on-air sign and helped get that exposure out every time we're on a remote. Little LED light that says Pints and Pairings is on the air. They give us all kinds of cool signage and help us out with making sure that you know Pints and Pairings is rocking and rolling on air.
Jason, that was spot on perfect. I was glad to just kind of sit back and let you take the reins. I didn't have my notebook, so I knew I was going to forget someone.
assume the position, Curtis, with the notebook.
Where's my notebook? Okay, I can
read
these. That's
why we make a great team, buddy. Sometimes it's not a bad idea just to sit back and enjoy the ride.
Well, let's take a break.
We'll get John and Jen settled in their seats.
As soon as we sit down and start broadcasting or recording, then the place goes nuts.
I like to think that maybe we drew those people in.
Sure.
It may not be the case, but we'll tell ourselves
that. Yeah, that's right.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
Cheers.
Pints and Pairings is brought to you in part by The Beer Cave, located at 231 Village Commons Boulevard in Camarillo, California.
If you prefer a cocktail or some vino, this neighborhood market also has a great selection of premium spirits and wine, along with an attached deli for a quick sandwich to go.
When you stop in, be sure to mention that you heard about them right here on the Pints and Pairings Show, and maybe grab a sandwich for me on your way out.